Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Peaceful Home Birth. Have you ever thought, why would I birth at home when it would just be free to go to the hospital? Or maybe you're wondering how you could ever convince your husband to choose home birth when the cost at the hospital is cheaper. If so, then this episode is for you. Before you get into the show, I do want to invite you to join the beta launch of my new course, Home Birth Hub. This is an amazing opportunity to get coached from me on how to have a peaceful home birth, but in the context of community, and also be founding members who will have a say and an influence on making this the most valuable home birth course available. Are you ready to be a part of the movement to normalize home birth? All the information can be found in our private Facebook group. This will never be offered again. So if you're ready to learn about physiological birth, how to rewire your brain for a pleasurable birth, as well as how to invite the Holy Spirit into your space to access the supernatural peace available to you, then head over to facebook.com/group/peaceful home birth to sign
Welcome
up
to the
today.
Peaceful Home Birth Podcast, where your journey to a joyful and empowered birth experience begins. I'm your host, Allie McLean, a registered nurse, home birth coach, devoted wife, and proud mother to four incredible kiddos. I've walked the path from trauma to triumph, and I'm here to guide you every step of the way. At the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast, we're more than just a show. We're a community of dreamers, believers, and fearless mothers-to-be. If you're seeking to reclaim your birth story, to transform fear into confidence, and to embrace the beauty of home birth, you've found your tribe. My own transformative journey began with a traumatic C-section, propelling me on a quest to uncover the power of home birth. And now I'm on a mission to help you rise above your past, prevent needless C-sections, and stand firmly in the certainty of your dream birth. As a devoted follower of Jesus, I believe that his divine design for birth is inherently good. It is a reflection of his love, strength, and grace. If the dream of home birth has been planted on your heart, know that it's there for a purpose, and I'm here to stand with you as you pursue it wholeheartedly. In a world filled with racing thoughts and doubts, I'm your guide to taking those thoughts captive, making them obedient to Christ, and replacing them with the liberating truth. Together, we'll navigate the challenges that lie ahead, finding not only freedom, but also unbridled joy on your path to motherhood. This podcast is a haven for the woman who has faced the darkness of a traumatic birth and has questioned whether home birth is within her reach. Here we shatter those doubts. Join us for illuminating interviews with remarkable birth workers who share our reverence for the sanctity and splendor of birth. Listen to inspiring women as they recount their triumphant birth stories, each a testament to the strength that resides within you. So whether you're just starting to explore the world of home birth or you're already on this radiant journey, the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast is your sanctuary, your wellspring of knowledge, and your unwavering support system. Get ready to be inspired, to be empowered, and to embark on a path that leads you to the birth you've always dreamed of. It's time to experience the Holy Spirit's power, to embrace the beauty of birth, and to create a legacy of love and strength. Are you ready to transform your birth experience? Let's dive in.
All right, what could this sneaky trap be keeping you from home birth? Well, friends, that is your health insurance. Okay, so we're gonna have a very honest look today at your health insurance and we'll see if this is working for you or not. If not, stick around till the end because I may have a solution for you that I love to tell everybody about because it's been amazing for us. So I think we need to get our facts straight first. And let's talk about the cost of hospital birth versus home birth, okay? The average cost of childbirth from pregnancy to delivery and postpartum care was about $18,865, okay? That is a vaginal delivery being $13K and a C-section from $22K all the way up to $50K. But when you look at other people's on your deductible, most of the time an out-of-pocket cost after insurance is 2 to 8K, right? Now, home birth, I looked up the average cost of a home birth in the United States from pregnancy through postpartum care. That was about 3 to 9K. All right, so it's pretty dang comparable. So I want to talk to you about some of the problems that I see happening when people have this dream and this desire to have a home birth, but then financially they're just like, it doesn't make sense. I have insurance. Why wouldn't I go get my prenatal care through the hospital? That to me shows a mindset issue at the core, right? So what you spend money on shows what you value. And I just want to, have an honest conversation about that today. The mindset that I see for people who have insurance, and of course, there's going to be exceptions. So if you're talking, you're feeling triggered, sorry. It might not be you, but it might be too. I'm just being real here. The mindset that I see with people who are stuck in this insurance back and forth is a mindset of lack mentality and also of a sick mentality, right? I mean, insurance at its core is just sick insurance, right? So if you are sick, you go to the hospital, they treat you, insurance pays for it. The only thing that I see insurance covering that's not sick care is pregnancy, right? But I'm going to talk about that in a little bit and how this started happening throughout the history of the United States. But this insurance really keeps you stuck in a system that does not serve pregnant women well. Okay, so I was doing a little deep dive on where insurance started, why home birth in the United States really started lowering, and I found an interesting article, and this is by Max Bennett in 1975. Okay, and he talks about insurers. He compares the United States with the Netherlands. And this was, he looked at the 1940s and only 56% birthed in a hospital. Okay, so my grandma, fun fact, was born at home. She was one of those 50, what is that? I can't do math. Anyways, he went up to 95 point or 99.5% in 1968. So what happened between the 40s and the 60s to decrease that dramatically? Well, let's take a look. Okay, and now it's time to share one of my sponsors with you. After my first birth, which ended in a traumatic C-section, I started researching literally everything, including things that go in and on me and my family's body. I started getting rid of everything, first starting with cleaning products and then over-the-counter meds. But makeup has been the hardest thing for me to replace. It seems as all the natural makeup is in powder form, and with the type of covers that I like, it just was not cutting it. That's when I found Araza Beauty's all-in-one coconut cream foundation. This foundation actually improves my skin while providing sun protection and, of course, even coverage. With a dewy finish, almost like a BB cream, it's perfect for everyday wear. Plus, it's packed with ingredients like jojoba oil, probiotics, antioxidants, and zinc oxide, which provides SPF 28 coverage. I also love that Araza Beauty is a woman-owned and dedicated to giving back to victims of domestic violence. I feel great about supporting this company, which makes its super luxurious makeup even more satisfying. Now, I recommend with starting with the foundation. See what I did there, foundation? You won't regret it. Just to make it easier for you, Araza is giving my listeners a special discount of 15% off. So go to arazabeauty.com and use the code EMPOWEREDBIRTH at checkout. Also, in the Netherlands, 80% in 1950 were in the hospital, down to 60, or were birthing at home, to 60% in 1971. So just a little comparison there. Here's some reasons why home birth might have decreased that much, and what we'll hear from most medical providers or people who have not done, their research on this is, well, people were dying at crazy amounts, and so of course the hospital came in, and thankfully they saved women's lives, and that's why hospital birth increased. And I have some things to say about that today, so keep listening. Medical knowledge did increase, that is true. In the 1930s, that's when blood transfusions, antibiotics, and maternity care really became popularized. And looking at the Netherlands during the 1940s to the 1968, where there was a small decrease in the amount of women birthing at home, 66% were born at home during that time. But look at the mortality rate, okay, compared to the United States. They had lower rates. Neonatal specifically, 10.4 versus 14.7 out of 1,000. And that was between 1967 and 1968. This statistic has continued to this day. So neonatal rates, mortality rates continue to be lower in the Netherlands, where home birth is higher and more normalized. Maternal mortality rates also are lower. And this is when you factor in the age of the mother. So I feel like that statistic speaks for itself, but let's keep going. So there was a change in medical technology, right? And that medical knowledge. But that wasn't the main reason women started going into the hospitals. Women were starting to want epidurals more. And that started in the 1940s, but it was really popularized in the 1980s. This is so interesting. I wondered, why was it that epidurals, the desire and the need after so long of not having any analgesics to, stop the pain, why in this short amount of time did it become so popularized? Okay. Again, I did some digging and I found this journal that was released in 2021. It's called Becoming the Natural Mother in Britain and North America: Power, Emotions, and the Labor of Childbirth between 1947 and 1967. So I'm just gonna read a little snippet from there. In 1947 and 1967 is important because those are the years that saw an upheaval in popular as well as medical discourses about childbirth. The most obvious manifestation of this upheaval was the explosion of unprecedented public commentary about the pain of childbirth. A measure of the shift can be seen by contrasting the long 1950s with the period immediately preceding it. Newspapers also proved keen to publish lurid first-person accounts of painful childbirths. Some even carried strident protests by women who had been denied pain relief. In 1946, 68% of women giving birth in Britain were given no form of analgesic whatsoever. Within a decade, this had been halved to 34% and then stabilized at 2% in the 1970s and 1980s. What I found so fascinating about this is you can see the power of propaganda, right? Newspapers were showing women, this is what childbirth is like. You're going to be ripped from end to end. It is a terrible, terrible feeling to be, torn apart during labor. And this is the most painful thing you can go through. It is absolutely mind-blowing to me that this propaganda influenced protest, right? And you can see in a short period of time how that influenced a culture. Just an interesting note there. So we know that mindset really does impact how we make decisions. And that is a whole other podcast episode to talk about mindset and how our brain forms those. But going back to insurance and some problems, besides the mindset, it also just limits your options, right? Insurance only covers so much. And so, again, it gets you stuck in the system that doesn't serve you well. And they don't cover things like chiropractic, massage, doulas, sometimes they do, functional medicine, and herbalist. They know, and now this might be where my conspiracy mind comes in a little bit, but they know that those things are so important for the pregnant health of a woman. Or maybe not. They're just so blinded to the fact and stuck in their ways that they are preventing women from experiencing the health benefits of alternative medicine. There's not a lot of money in that, right? So why would you cover it? And in my work with women throughout the years, I can see that when women start thinking for themselves, they start thinking out of the box. They start not seeing their insurance as something that has to dictate their decisions. Things start opening up. And one thing for us, and thankfully we realized this early on in our marriage, after my C-section, I still ended up paying, I want to say it was like, oh shoot, it might have been like $2,000, right? And seeing the bill and everything I paid for, yeah, there's some crazy things that get put on bills. I was seeing skin to skin is one thing that gets put on a bill. It's so mind-blowing to me how they can get away with that. But early on in our marriage, we found this company called Samaritan Ministries, and we've been using it for 6 years now. It has been absolutely amazing because it is a Christian health sharing program. And so every month I'm sending my money straight to a family who has a health need, and I'm able to pray for them. I know what it's being used for. And it is a beautiful picture of how the church can help one another. The big benefit of having Samaritan Ministries in your childbearing years is that you can pursue your health and holistic healing and wellness, and you can have a home birth. They have covered the past three of my home births, or the past, yeah, three of my home births, and it has been absolutely amazing. I am the one in charge of my protocol. I get to decide if pregnancy massage, chiropractic, herbalist, whatever to support my health so I am well. It's not just sick care. This is wellness care because they know if you are well, you're paying less money overall, right? It's not a money-making scheme. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful. My team that I hire is not held to suggestions of the insurance company, and my options are wide open. So I highly suggest if you're like, I want to pursue more holistic health, I want to have a home birth that, you know, I'm not strapped with money being an influence for that. Check Samaritan Ministry out. See if that might be for you. It's better to get in before you're pregnant, but if you're already pregnant, you can submit a prayer need. That's what I did with my first. So call them, get started, mention my name, and that would be so amazing. It's again, yeah, they're so home birth friendly. They pray for you. It's an amazing company. Check them out. Go to SamaritanMinistries.org and you can see how much per month you will be paying. And don't forget to mention my name. All right. Well, are you needing help making a decision to home birth? If you're a first-time home birth mom who is overwhelmed with all the information out there and you're just wanting someone to walk alongside you and help you figure out what you want and how to get a peaceful home birth, then schedule a free 30-minute birth strategy call with me. Go to bit.ly/birth strategy and sign up today. Spots are limited each week. Registration for the beta launch will end soon, so make sure you join our Facebook community, get the information there, and sign up today to be a part of forming the newest home birth course. I'm so excited to get started helping you on your journey to a peaceful home birth. All right, as always, thanks for listening and peace be with you. I hope you loved today's episode and found it so helpful and encouraging. If you did, would you take 30 seconds to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend who has been praying for a peaceful home birth? Lastly, make sure you get my free download of my complete home birth essentials checklist. Make sure you have everything ready to go so you're able to feel at peace and confidence leading into your home birth. This printable checklist has all of the important but less glamorous or thought of items that I have found to be so incredibly helpful to have at a home birth after working with many clients in person. Now, get it by clicking the link in the show notes. And as always, thanks for listening and peace be with you.